I have made it my personal crusade to shoot down what I think are lazy reasons.
Oh.
Stubborn reasons. Pouty reasons. Why wouldn't you want Alex Bregman? Yesterday, Bob Nightingale says the Tigers would be all in if he's available. And we didn't bat an eye. We know the Tigers love Bregman. We know the Tigers are trying to win a World Series. But there's a lot of people here with hurt feelings. And we've asked you, do you have a valid reason? Because everything I've heard amounts to poutiness and stubbornness. John, if he's here for 3 months and opts out, you're not giving up a prospect treasure trove to get him. People said on the ticket text, I'd rather add an arm. I wasn't aware we were only allowed to make one trade at the deadline.
Right. Yeah.
I could add a bullpen piece and Alex Bregman. You could do it in the same deal if Aroldis is involved. You're not limited to one trade. You have a great farm system. You can give up multiple prospects in the next 30 days here. There's not a valid reason to avoid making this move. Zach McKinstry, I love him. Fire up chips. Ticket texter says I'd rather stick with him. Bregman's better.
Yeah, it's really not comparable.
Guys, why are you against better?
Yeah,
Don't fall in love with your own. And McKinstry can play short and outfield, and you can platoon him and move him around. But Bregman, without playing for a month, has a higher WAR than McKinstry, as great a season as McKinstry's having.
And it's not just about better. It's just more.
Yeah.
Why not have more bats? Why not have more options in the field?
Zach McKinstry, career WAR. This is the outlier season. Career WAR for Zach McKinstry, Bregman had higher last year. Bregman's last season was better than the entire career of Zach McKinstry bottled into one. 248-539-9797. Let's get to Charles. You're on 97.1.
Yeah, it's been a while since I called you guys. How are you doing?
Good. Good morning.
Good to hear from you.
Yeah, thanks for jumping back in.
Yeah, so I wanted to talk about Alex Bregman, and the first thing I want to say is I think he's a wonderful ball player, but the problem that I have with him, it has nothing to do with the fact that he chose the Red Sox over the Tigers. I want to see this team get better, but the problem I have with him is the fact that I think that Fenway Park plays to his strengths, and by that I mean, okay, we don't have a green monster as part of, Comerica Park. You know, Comerica Park is larger than Fenway Park, and so when you put Alex Bregman in there, I don't think that he is necessarily going to be the same player.
Charles.
Yeah.
Do you remember when he played at Comerica Park earlier this season? Because I do. I remember us booing him, and I remember him going yard twice in the three games. The dimensions of this ballpark are not at all going to be an issue for Alex Bregman.
I don't think he'll be the same hitter here. I'm worried about that.
I'm just saying, I watched him walk into Comerica Park, strut, and pep a homer off Tarek Skubal. So,
I'm just looking at it long term. It makes me nervous. If they picked him up, I'd still be fine with it, honestly. But
okay, so Charles,
it makes me nervous having him long term.
We don't have to concern ourselves with long term. The reason,
long term, I mean like 3 months. Yeah.
Well, that
rather than just one series.
Oh well, 3 months is really not that long.
Yeah.
Well,
your definition of long term.
I have bigger concerns. Hold on, I have bigger concerns that Zach McKinstry will contribute the way he has the start of this year than I am that Bregman would struggle at Comerica Park.
Long term,
three months. All long-term of 3 months.
Well,
John, your point is long-term is not really an issue here because he would opt out at the end of the year. And even if he opted in, this is not a 10-year deal.
No, but let's just think about the motivation of Alex Bregman. The motivation is and the Red Sox, if they're out of it, we need to get some assets because he has the opt-out after this year. Well, if he comes back, there's motivation for him to get healthy and play because he wants to opt out. He wants to sign a better deal after the season. So whether he's in Boston or in Detroit, the motivation for him is, one, to get healthy, to produce so that he can opt out. The protection is for him. If he has a terrible rest of the season, then it's on the team that he's going to opt in. It's the Javi Baez 2 years ago.
Yeah, the downside is you're stuck.
Everything is in the player's control.
But we know he's a guy they wanted here beyond a year.
Right.
We know Scott Harris. This is the beauty of this. This is not a fairy tale. Scott Harris worked the phones on this. He made this his big priority for the offseason. A.J. Hinch and Scott Harris love the ball player that Alex Bregman is, and if he was a Tiger for more than one season, they would be very happy.
And he's got a track record of, you know, okay, maybe he goes into a slump. Maybe it's the transition. It's new sight lines. Whatever. Like, the sight lines didn't affect him when he was here.
Yeah.
And so it's the track record is he's a really good hitter. He has been a good hitter over the course of his career. He's not going to forget how to do that. He's not going to forget how to play third base. He's going to be a guy that can be a major contributor and be a right-handed bat, add a glove on the left side of the infield. I don't get it why people don't want him here.
Postseason is all that matters for this baseball team, right?
Yes.
Okay. Alex Bregman is a great postseason hitter. He is a clutch, proven postseason performer. So I'm not sure why we would at all bat an eye at the opportunity to add a player like that. Let's get to Dan and Ypsilanti. Dan, what's up? Oh, sorry. Not going to get to Dan and Ypsilanti.
Yeah, he gone.
He gone. We'll read some more ticket texts. 248-539-9797. Bregman's hurt. I'm not giving up assets for an injured player and one who can opt out. He screwed us once. Not taking the risk. Josh in Warren. Stan and Celine says the same thing. I thought he was injured. Doesn't seem to be a wise decision.
So it's a quad strain. And I know he's been out since May 23, so we're just over a month. Alex Cora has said, you know, don't expect him back until after the All-Star break. I don't think that's a season-ending injury.
No, it's not.
He's going to be back. And the motivation is not only for him to perform well when he is back, but to actually get back. He wants to opt out. He wants a bigger contract. There is no better motivation for a professional athlete, especially at where he is in terms of age. This may be the last big contract that he gets to sign.
No, it
so
is.
So he wants to maximize earnings. How do you do that? You perform.
He signed a 3-year, $120 million contract with opt-outs after each season. The plan was to take 40 this year, have a great year, opt out, and sign a deal for the $200 million he wanted.
Right.
That doesn't mean it's going to work to the same degree that he wants it to, but that's his motivation. So he's going to crush the baseball. He's going to end on a high note. He's going to opt out. He's going to look to get paid. That was the plan from the jump.
And so my experience, guys on contract years,
yeah,
it's even if they've had terrible seasons up to that point, it generally ends up being their best year because the motivation for signing that next contract is there.
Hurt feelings are irrelevant. This is a business decision. It's a smart move. Go grab him. That's from Keith on the ticket text. Texter says, you have to go at a player like this. Yeah. Ticket Texter says, the only reason people don't want him is because they're butthurt. He chose the Red Sox over Detroit. It's as simple as getting over it and bringing him in here and making us a better ball club.
All right, so it's the opt-outs as to why Boston was able to get him and Detroit didn't. And I respect Scott Harris in the fact that, well, we want you long-term. We don't want you for just 1 year.
Sure.
We're willing to pony up and give you the money, but we need something in return. And the fact that he chose in the last 30 minutes to go to Boston, it's because of the opt-out.
Yeah.
And, again, he bet on himself. Betting on yourself means you need to go out and produce. He will produce. He will get healthy. And if they sign Alex Bregman or trade for him, does it mean that they win a pennant, that they win a World Series? No. But it gives them another opportunity, as Scott Harris said, to create a lineup that's very tough to pitch against.
But, John, we boot him in May.
So be it.
248-539-9797. All right, we're not going to do a whole show on Alex Bregman. We got a lot more to do on a Friday. You know Cookie Jar's coming up at 735. And there's a question in there involving what you're willing to give up to win a Lions Super Bowl.
Oh.
As well as a spider question. Heather, I'm so sorry to do this to you, but it is part of the Cookie Jar at 735. We're going to get into Wojo's column, applying some heat in the summer on one of our big decision makers in town. It's all coming up. It's 97.1.
Hey, we're in the middle of summer right now. It's getting hot, so don't wait. Whatever you need, call the team at Mastercraft Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical. They take care of my house. They will do the same for you, and they're going to upgrade your system now. And if you do that, You could save up to $1,000. All you need to do is call for details. You can schedule a free home in-home estimate so you know what that cost is going to be. They'll offer same-day service, and trust me, on Fridays, you know they're going to be busy. It's going to be hot this weekend. Give them a call before noon, and they'll be there today. You can find more information on the web at mastercraftheating.com. That's mastercraftheating.com.
Eight nothing final for the Tigers. Take another series.
Uh-huh.
Start a series tonight against the Minnesota Twins.
Time to put them to bed.
Yeah, I mean,
they've had an extremely rough June. I think it was, what are they, 8-16 in the month of June to this point, and they're at, what, 11.5 back of the Tigers.
What a statement if you could, I mean, take two or three or sweep them.
Sweep them.
But Sunday night baseball to plant that flag, Scooble on the mound.
Yes.
Let's see.
I'll take that statement. And it's not going to be the same as if they're able to do that against Cleveland at the end of the month.
The start of the month, July. Yeah. It's ideal. Look, the 2 weeks here, bury the Twins, build your double-digit lead, get this Guardians monkey off your back.
Mm-hmm. Head into the All-Star break with a handful of All-Stars.
Yeah.
You know, because we saw the results were posted yesterday.
Three guys that were in.
Yep,
now they're
Riley
in the runoff.
Green, Javi, and Gleyber Torres.
Yep.
And Javi as an outfielder, as we've talked about.
It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. And he hasn't played outfield in 3 weeks,
I don't
weeks?
Think he's going to. If Parker Meadows is settling in now. I think it was Birchfield, Birchie Kid, who said he'd be the only player to start the All-Star game as outfielder, shortstop, and second base, I think, or three positions. He's been an All-Star at three positions if he gets in, which is incredible.
Wow. I mean,
we
wanted him gone,
yep,
and now he's going to be an All-Star at a third possible position.
If you would have told me we were selling Javi Baez merch on the ticket website, be like, are we allowed? Are we making fun of him? Like, are we crossing a line personally? Because it was getting personal between fans and Javi Baez, and it's like, no, we're doing it because it's such a feel-good story. We're doing it because Javier Baez is a phenomenon.
A completely different player than the Javi we knew for 3 years. It wasn't just one off, two off. It was 3 years.
And you want to talk
of
long term
baseball?
Yeah, it was long term. We got Cookie Jar coming up at 7:35. A question about spiders. Heather's not going to like. Question about what would you give up for a Lions ring? Very specific stuff into there. Plus, our day yesterday involved wine and golf, and there's some stuff to talk about at 7:35. We have some pressure on one general manager in this city, and it's being applied by the lead columnist in this city.
Oh.
We'll get to that at 8 o'clock. John, Dan Campbell's backstory, what made the man that he is today, it's shaped by the people in your life. And you've talked about mentors in your life and coaches, and Bill Parcells is obviously one for Dan Campbell, but there's some audio that we have for people here.
Yeah, and this is, we all know Dan Campbell as a fiery guy. We talk about the kneecaps, dragging you to the deep end of the pool. There's so much about Dan Campbell, and he's admitted to it. Like, I'm a meathead, and as am I, talking about myself, kind of some old souls, old school football mentality. And he was talked about on a podcast, and here's the audio about him being able to motivate, and who asked him to motivate the Dallas Cowboys while he played for them under Bill Parcells. That's Todd Haley talking about Dan Campbell, Bill Parcells on the This Is Football podcast. And, you know, we had a number of fights last year between the Lions and the Giants when they had the inter-squad practices. And there's a time where it's right, and there's a time where it crosses a line. And when you're in the middle of a season and things can get a little lethargic at practice, you got to have a spark. This isn't always the course that is taken, But when you have a player that you know that says, hey, we need you to run through that wall. Okay, coach. That's what Dan was able to do, and it fired up the team. It's not out of line. It happens all the time at NFL practices. And I would argue, I don't know what NBA practices look like.
Yeah.
I don't know. Obviously, I don't think that this happens in Major League Baseball practices. You're probably not going, you know, chin music in BP. But this is something that will fire up a team, and now all of a sudden you have a different focus at practice, a different motivation, a different energy level, and sometimes all you're looking for is a little more energy.
It's knowing when to push buttons. See, Dan Campbell plays up this routine that he's a meathead, and yeah. I think he is to a degree.
Oh, sure.
But I think he's smarter than people give him credit for. And when I don't even mean like IQ. Like, I don't need him to take an SAT.
No, just football smart.
EQ, like emotional intelligence, knowing when to push buttons. We talk about A.J. Hinch as a psychology guy. Yeah. That's part of coaching is knowing, hey, my guys need a little more of this today, a little more salt and vinegar. And I think he plays them really well. And I love seeing that this was in his DNA going back to his playing days.
Yeah, and we talked about, you know, where Dan Campbell was ranked as a head coach. And until you win a Super Bowl, until you get to a Super Bowl, you're kind of – you're topped out where he's at number 9. And but this is all part of it. How do you find ways to motivate guys in week 15, 16? It doesn't have to be by starting a fight at practice,
no.
But I've
it's
always
just an example.
Thought the best coaches are the ones that they know what strings to pull at what time for players. And it's different for every single guy. For 53 players on an NFL roster, each and every guy is going to have a different thing that motivates them or a different thing that gets them going. And the best coaches identify what those are throughout the course of training camp and throughout the course of a season. Or career. Some guys are there for a long time, and you know more about them than others. That's why they do love their own guys.
All right, let's get to Heather with the news.
Let's start with this story. Tampa Bay Rays shortstop Wander Franco was found guilty of sexual abuse of a minor in the Dominican Republic. So he was 21 at the time, was in a relationship with a 14-year-old. Somehow, though, guys, he dodged jail time, and he was sentenced to a 2-year suspended prison sentence. Now, the judge did make it clear that he would go to jail if he contacted minors. The judge said, quote, "Do not approach minors for sexual purposes. If you don't like people very close to your age, you have to wait your time."
So the judge said if you got a feelings for a 14-year-old,
yes,
just wait 4 years.
Wait till she's
18. It's not that much better. Like groom them? Yeah, I mean, that's weird what's gross, too.
How about
just date people who are of legal consenting age? And that's it. Period.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I think is what the judge was saying.
What they're trying to say.
Came out a little funny. Now, the mother of the victim was convicted of sex trafficking. She was sentenced to 10 years.
She was trafficking her daughter?
Yes.
That's what it sounds like.
Yes.
Yes.
The other thing I saw is, like, because he has a suspended sentence, people want to know, well, if a team wanted to sign him, he's going to have a hard time getting in the country.
Right, yeah. He can't get a visa.
You guys,
a work
he
visa.
Was sleeping with a 14-year-old.
I agree with you. But
like, that should
people
be enough.
Wonder.
But
he's in the headlines because he's a baseball player, so that's what
I
people
know.
Always think about.
We're done. Yeah. He's done.
Yeah, yeah. It goes back to Trevor Bauer. Why has it? And he was, I'm not going to say exonerated, but there are some differences in the story.
Definitely.
And his – you know,
he's still not here,
I'm
so
not even
yes,
get into
yes,
the differences,
yes,
but yeah,
yes.
If Trevor Bauer can't get back into Major League
Wander
Baseball,
has no business.
No.
Nope. Officers in Farmington Hills made quite a shocking discovery in a hotel room last week. They found a woman there with 53 cats. Yes. So officers say the cats were
Bet
well.
There's no rats in that room.
No, definitely no rats. The cats were well cared for, they said. All the cats had names, and the woman knew all of the cats' names. The room was clean. So Oakland County Animal Control was called. The woman did admit, yeah, you know what? I'm a little over my head here. 53 cats is a little much. So 50 of the cats were taken by Animal Control, and they're now up for adoption. The woman was able to keep 3 of the cats herself.
Did she have to pick, or did they pick for her?
I think she probably got to pick. It sounds like
she picked her favorite 3 out of 50.
No charges were made because
they were well cared for.
They were well cared for. The room wasn't like there was litter boxes that were used and cleaned.
Yeah, the house had to be a litter box at that point.
It was one hotel room.
Oh,
it was one hotel room. It wasn't a whole house, just one room.
Wow.
I've got more questions about that story.
So
many. I don't have the answers. Don't ask, yes. John. Oh, man, the two campers who were found dead on a remote campground on Isle Royale are believed to have died by murder-suicide. A medical examiner says the victims were a father and son duo. Ugh. Yeah, they haven't released any other details. Their deaths were first reported on June 8th. They do say an investigation into the incident remains ongoing. Okay, so I saw this article, and it's the headline that really caught my attention. The headline is the new Golden Bachelor kind of a tool? And now we know all about the Golden Bachelor, 66-year-old Mel Owens. Uh-huh. And John, your interview with him is going viral because all of these quotes are from the conversation you had with him.
In the trenches, right?
Yeah. Yes. Now, there are some specific things that he told you that are rubbing people the wrong way. Specifically, the first being that he told producers he doesn't want any females on the show over 60. He basically said, if they're over 60,
they're
I'm cutting them.
Yeah.
They're
gone. I saw people online saying, wait, this isn't the Silver Bachelor. This is the Golden Bachelor.
Yep. And he also, like, you shared this with us, what he told you. He also wants them to be fit. He does not want any artificial hips and no wigs.
No wigs.
Not allowed.
So is it people calling him shallow, basically?
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
We went from Mel Owens to Shallow Hal. The only defense that I will say in his defense is they asked him what his preferences were.
Yeah, but maybe not share it with you.
Well, I'm happy he did.
I'm certainly happy he did.
It's a great episode.
But that it's maybe he told producers, but now it's the interview he said to you that's going viral. Not producers didn't come out and say, yeah, this guy only wants 60-year-olds. He wants them fit, no artificial hips.
I was showing John videos on like TikTok, like hundreds of thousands of views. People complaining this tool is the word you use.
Well,
yeah.
I remember when you shared that with us. I was like,
oh no,
really though? Come on, man, you're 66. Like, do you know what the show? Like, we talked about it a little bit.
Yes.
So
it's not gonna go over well.
Other people are finally hearing your interview with him, and it'll be interesting
to see how it all plays itself out.
Yep.
Heather with the news. Cookie Jar next, 97.1. It's the Cookie Jar, and it's brought to you by Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. I've got scenarios, questions, we need opinions. The first is a scenario. I offer you $10 million cash in your pocket, your bank account. But if you take it, every spider you see will get 10% bigger. Do you take the deal?
Oh, 100%. Give me the money. 10% bigger of a spider is not that much.
I don't know if you understand. Every time. So then 10% of 10%, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Every spider you see.
Oh, wait. If you see the same spider?
Every
over
time
and over
you
and
see
over?
A spider.
Yeah, so eventually spiders it's 100% get 10 bigger?
Yeah, and then it'll get bigger and bigger and bigger.
Each spider you see gets.
Yes. Okay. Eventually we're going to have giant mutant spiders.
Okay, that does change things a little because that's not how I read it.
How did
it.
You interpret it?
That every spider I see, here's a spider. Oh, it's 10% bigger, and that's
bigger.
It. And then, oh, there's another. That's 10% bigger. That's it. To me, I would have said, yeah, let's take the money.
But you hate spiders.
I do.
With $10 million, you can pay for a great exterminator.
I don't honestly see that many spiders, though, Jim.
But you'd be more likely to see them if they were getting bigger.
Yeah, they wouldn't be hiding under the couch anymore.
That's true.
Or under your pillow at night.
But
although
but
you wouldn't be able
to
eat as many spiders. At night. Because
they wouldn't fit.
But I'd have to see that first spider for it just to get 10% bigger.
So you could take the $10 million and then just live like...
I've always wondered, why is it that they crawl into your mouth and not up your nose?
Or in your ear.
Or in your ear.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, they do, I bet.
They probably do, yeah. I mean, they could lay some eggs in there, right?
You're trying to make her uncomfortable? Is that what this is?
Yeah, seeing if I could change her mind on the $10 million. Because you wouldn't eat 10 donuts or a dozen donuts for $100,000.
I wouldn't.
$10 million is a lot of money.
It's different. It's a very different scenario. It's a very different scenario. I think I would take the money, hire a great exterminator, and never see a spider again in my life.
Yep. There you go.
If only it was that simple. You guys are dooming us to a life of giant mutant spiders. All right. It's the summertime. What is your go-to treat from an ice cream truck?
Oh, there is nothing quite like the sound of the ice cream truck rolling through your neighborhood. And my go-to is always going to be the drumstick.
Oh,
the King Cone.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
So once because I mean, oh, right, it's fake ice cream, And but once you get to the bottom of that cone, it's chocolate. That chocolate that fills the bottom. It's unbelievable.
Oh, yes. Okay, I had to Google it because I'm like, what is that?
Oh, yeah.
I know
yeah.
it.
Okay, yeah.
I go for the Bomb Pop, pretty much is my go-to popsicle, or anything with a face. So, like, sometimes they've got Mickey, sometimes they do, like, SpongeBob, and they've got, like, bubble gum for the eyes. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I could do that.
Yeah, it's very much for a child, but.
I am in the same vein as John, the Choco Taco.
Oh, that's good. If
they
have
the same concept.
Didn't they discontinue
yes.
that
I know.
One? Yeah, you can't get that anymore.
Only in our minds, nostalgia. Yeah,
that one, you know, the go-to as a kid was the push-up pop.
I would still get that. The orange.
Yeah, the orange push-up pop. That was always a good one.
Let's get the guys back there. What do you guys think? Greg, what do you think?
I go strawberry shortcake.
Oh, those are good too, Greg. Good pick.
Me is a snow cone. I mean, it's usually hot. They're so refreshing when it's hot.
Yeah.
I like snow cone.
The snow cone, but the issue I have with the snow cone is generally they didn't use enough syrup. And
or too much, which is also bad.
Then you tell the creepy dude to fix it.
I don't think they have too much syrup, but it's when it starts to seep down to the bottom and all you have is the ice on top.
Oh, see, but I like crushed ice. So yeah. I'm a big fan of snow cone.
Can't mess up the ice cream.
Okay. For golf, do you prefer a scramble style or play your own ball?
No, scramble style. There's no question about it. And most of the events that I play in are all scramble style. The one we played in yesterday was we play your own ball, but the
take you twice as long?
You
had a good group.
We had a good group, and we were the only ones on the course, so it didn't. It really didn't. We weren't pushed. There was nobody in front. We were waiting for. But if it's group style, I would always say scramble.
I think a scramble is the only way I could golf.
Keep it moving.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. I mean it would just take me forever if I was playing my own ball.
Same.
Yeah.
The one adjustment I would make is scramble style, but only 14 holes.
I get to
those I get to the last four and I'm done. I'm done.
Well, just Lisa play nine,
and I
then. Like.
Well, Lisa and I love going for nine.
Yeah.
And that's the for us that's great. But if you know 18 for me is just I lose interest and lose energy.
Before we check behind the glass, isn't there a course in Michigan doing like?
Yeah, I think Arcadia Bluffs was. It was in the news that they're considering putting a. I think it was because limited real estate, they were going to go with a 14-hole golf course.
What do you guys think behind the glass?
I would definitely do a scramble. I mean, first off, it hides my bad shots, but I also the one thing I do decent in golf is putt, so that's valuable in that.
Mm.
I don't golf, so really don't have an interest in this. But I believe the 14-hole method is a Stoney idea. Stoney was big on the 14 holes.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Hey, the genius of Stoney.
Didn't have the stamina to finish the course. do you have a wine preference? Red, white, complaining? What type of wine do you like?
Yeah, complaining is no bueno. But I would say my wife is the wine expert. I usually just have whatever she's having. And if we're having fish, chicken, then it's – and in the summer, it's generally all white wine. If it's in the winter and we're going to pair it with a steak or something a little heavier, we'll go red. But I guess we drink more wine in the summer, so I would say white.
Okay. Heather?
I'm a white wine drinker. I mean, yesterday on our wine tour, I don't think I got one red wine. I did do a rosé.
Yeah.
And a sangria, but I didn't do
it. It was like a slushy.
Yeah, I didn't love that. I thought I'd try that because I'd never seen it like
popular.
That.
It was popular. Everybody was getting it.
But it wasn't my favorite.
I love the sangria, but it has to have the fruit on the bottom that I like.
Yes.
The wine-soaked fruit.
So good.
It's like the dessert
it's
at the
so
end.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Put candy me on top of the wine. Dessert.
Candy,
yes.
I'll go red wine. What about you guys?
You're forgetting a color here, and my wife, every chance she will get, will tell people that at my wedding, I was crushing the pink Moscato wine. So I will say pink.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Not really a wine guy. I'm a spicy garlic guy.
Okay. Surprised you guys let me get off the hook with red. Clearly,
what goes well with spicy chicken wings?
Good ice cold water.
Ice cold water.
To chase the spice.
Milk.
Surprised you guys let me get away with red wine. I do plenty of complaining wine. Mm-hmm. Let's get to the next one here, which is, speaking of whining, which Detroit sports team has the most urgency to make a move right now?
Hmm.
I think, well, this is a tough one to answer because it talks about motivation, and some of it is, am I just looking at my motivation? Which one do I want to win a championship? I think in terms of just respectability and getting back to where we want them to be, the Red Wings. But for me, I would just say the Lions. I'd love them to make a move. I'm not saying they have to, but I would love them to go out there, and Shamar Stewart is not signed by the Bengals. Trey Hendrickson's not signed by the Bengals. Za'Darius Smith is not signed by anyone. So I would say the Lions. Go out there and make a move.
Heather?
The Wings?
Okay.
Okay, we'll take that.
I was very curious how you'd answer it. That's
who I instantly thought of when I saw that question. I don't have like my reason. I can't give you my reasons behind it per se, but that's who I think.
I'd be less cranky in the morning.
True.
That impacts your life a little more.
It would cut down on your whining.
There you go. My answer is the Tigers, because this unknown of Tarek Skubal, because of the very real possibility they could win the World Series this year. It's nothing against the Lions, who are in the Super Bowl hunt, but I think they have more stars. Let's add a star to this Tiger team.
Sure.
Mine's definitely the Red Wings. You're on the border of being mocked as a franchise right now, and I think because the sense of urgency is right now, like the next 5 days, he needs to do something.
Yeah, is it a trade before the draft tonight because you have the number 13 pick? Is it free agency, which opens up, what, Tuesday?
Tom, what more do you want him to do? They're letting you vote for Hockey Town to be put back on the ice.
Oh, boy.
Greg, what about you?
They're not one player away. How do you get there? You get two players away. How do you get there? You get three players away. Start getting better and add players. Red Wings.
All right. Red Wings, my Red Wings. Last question. John, you said the Lions. Would you give up your ring finger for the Lions to win a ring?
No. No. If I was still playing, yes. I'd lop it off in a heartbeat.
It doesn't have to be the one where your wedding ring is. You could do your right hand.
Yeah, that's where the national championship ring sits. So
the flex from this guy.
Yeah. So if I was playing, I would give multiple fingers for a Super Bowl.
But you wouldn't do it for the city of Detroit, our listeners.
No, I don't know that there's anybody that's going to give a digit for their sports team to win a Super Bowl.
I think I might know somebody who would.
Are you married to him?
I could be. I'm sure he would say, sure, take this finger. Why not?
Would you do it so that he could have that, he could have that joy because you love him so much?
I do love him so much, but I'd like to have all of my fingers. I would say no.
I'd give up a ring finger if they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, a ring finger is it's probably the least important other than obviously holding onto your ring.
Or the pinky.
Or your pinky.
I think anything on the edge is not willing. I had to live a year without two thumbs, and a thumb, can take just about any
other
finger.
You grew them back?
The thumb. I'm like a starfish.
Gov?
I would, without a doubt, I would. You have two ring fingers. I'll use the other ones.
You're not getting a Super Bowl ring to put on there. It's going to be
no, he's going to have the greatest celebration the city's ever
the joy
had as
of
the alternative.
Millions of
Come
people.
On.
And that
for just my one ring finger?
No.
I'm with you, Tom. Greg, split the tie.
No, I am not giving up digits to for any sports
thank
team.
You.
I'm with John.
Would you give up a middle finger?
No. And at this point, by the way, they should owe us fingers if they win. We should be getting 11 and 12 fingers.
Jim, would you give
you
up a middle
be,
finger?
Like, sent?
Yes.
What?
Would you give up a middle finger?
Reluctantly, I would.
I mean, it's not that different than a ring finger.
Well, it is different. You have your middle finger. It's stronger. How much do you use your ring? Your ring finger is just kind of there as like an accessory.
I use it to apply my makeup underneath my eye.
Jim?
I don't, John. And that is the cookie jar. It's brought to you by Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. 97.1.
Hey, you guys. Summer is heating up, and there's nothing more refreshing than an ice-cold Surfside iced tea and vodka or Surfside lemonade and vodka to break the heat. Made with real brewed tea and real vodka, Surfside is only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and 0 bubbles. That's right, no carbonation, so it's super easy to sip and enjoy no matter what your plans are this weekend. Look for the can with the sunset stripes. Sold at bars, restaurants, and stores near you. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
There you go. 97.1. Happy Friday. Got some ticket texts on the cookie jar, and then we're going to get into a conversation inspired by Wojo, lead columnist on the city in the city, putting some heat on Steve Yzerman. Hey, tonight, it's the NHL draft. You don't know who any of these guys are. It's a big night because they need to use that pick for something productive.
They do.
They it's not drafting a Swedish player who won't be here for 4 years.
No. Make your team better. And not just marginally better. This is not a Trajan Langdon, we need to add on the margins. This is, we need to make an impact move.
Get to that. Few ticket techs. Go to ice cream when the yep. truck rolls through your neighborhood. John's on it. Drumstick is my favorite. Roscoe and Goodrich. The ice cream cookie sandwich. The Chipwich.
Yes.
Big
that,
fan.
That would be plan B if they're out of the King Cone.
Devel and Madison. There you go. Devel in Madison Heights says, as far as go-to ice cream, no need to make this a difficult choice. Either a Superman ice cream cup or the strawberry shortcake on a stick. Both are classic choices.
The strawberry shortcake on a stick, that's got like the crumbs
yes.
on the outside. See, mm-hmm. I don't like the crumbs.
No, me neither.
It's all messy enough to begin with, but no, I don't.
I
don't want to lose any of my treat.
It's good.
It says, didn't Ronnie Lott cut off a pinky to play in the playoffs, Jeff, in South Lyon?
He did. I think it was – I remember it right. It was just the tip. What are you guys looking at me for?
I believe
I'm
that's true, John.
Facts.
Guys, my uncle only has half a middle finger. Long story as to why he does, but I'm sure he'd give up the rest of his middle finger for the Lions to win a championship.
Well, yeah, if you're halfway there, yeah. I mean, you're only making half the sacrifice at that point.
Yeah. I was going to ask if you'd give up your testicles for the Lions to win a Super Bowl, but I forgot Cookies doesn't have any to begin with. Now, Tom, why'd you include that? You're supposed to screen some of this stuff out.
That
couldn't leave
purse,
that
right?
one out.
Uh-huh. Well, this one mentions you. It says, I understand you guys are on remote today, but why does Gov sound like some omnipotent being talking from the great beyond?
Omnipotent. Yeah.
How did I say it?
Omnipotent.
Oh, God. I know the word, too.
This is
makes
why.
That so this is bad on so many levels. But go ahead. Go ahead,
yeah,
Tom.
Yeah, Malachi.
This is why we include these kind of texts for those moments. So God is described as omnipotent. So he was saying that basically I sound like I'm above everybody and like a very righteous type sounding and or whatever.
Yeah, I know you say it as omnipotent, and you're like, man, that's a super breeder.
I'm very potent.
A super what?
That's what they say about me in some other places.
Oh, boy. The legend that is Tecumseh Tom.
That's right. Hyperbole.
Better adaptable. Thanks, Ron Burgundy.
I mean, I am pretty sure one Mike Valenti will use omnipotent this afternoon. When describing Alex Bregman, his bat is omnipotent.
You know what's so bad is I know the word, and I don't know what it is, just being up and skimming over it.
Hey, whatever, yeah, use all the excuses you can.
I'll try. I'm buried. I can't help myself.
Yeah, mew.
Another example. Look, yeah, they're staring you in the face. Stupid. Last one says, the idea that you eat spiders while you sleep is a myth. It's rare for a spider to crawl into your mouth and for you to swallow it without you waking up.
I know, whatever. It's
Peter and Shelby. Yeah.
Hey, I actually have a question to ask you guys.
Yeah.
I don't know the sense of urgency to get home after the show today, but is there time for us to introduce one James Costa to Bronner's?
Should we make a stop? A show stop at Frankenmuth and Bronner's?
And Bronner's?
So I'm open to it, but I need to be transparent.
You got to go home to the rat?
I have some strict orders to get home and deal with this problem.
Oh, yeah, now we're getting back to where those things are.
Oh, shut up.
You need to get home now. Yes, yeah, the whip has been heard.
As if John Jansen wouldn't be stepping in to help his wife who needed help at home.
Heather's
come on now.
I would have taken care of it before I left, but that's a different matter. Heather's the one that stepped in with the whoops.
She didn't miss a beat. She was ready for that one.
Yeah. James, does she go full name?
No.
James.
What's your middle name?
Anthony.
James Anthony Costa. You need to get home and take care of this rat now.
All right, so I have an idea.
Don't take your time on your way home. Was
wow.
stop at Bronner's, check that box, then drive over to Port Huron. You can go over the Blue Water Bridge and you get into Canada. Then drive it back down to Detroit and you can see the omnipotent Gordie Howe Bridge.
So I can't go into Canada.
It's a whole tour.
Because I don't have my passport on me and I still haven't done the enhanced license.
I could go.
You could.
I have my passport with me. My passport card.
Oh, okay. I was like, why do you have your passport with you?
I've got the enhanced real ID. Yeah. Heather and I could go wherever we want. Just can't take you with us.
That's all right.
She's quick this morning. Anything else there on the ticket text?
There's a lot of the ticket text. This one says, Bronner's, over any commitments to helping your wife, call someone to deal with the rat. In Cookie's defense, I honestly don't know if I've seen the word written down before, and I'd make the same mistake. LOL. Signed TT.
Uh-huh.
Omnipotent.
Yes, maybe you could stop and take Grady at home.
Showing her.
De Quindre. Yeah.
Well, Livernois runs kind of over there.
Mm-hmm.
We're not far from Mackinac.
You guys going to go through Lake Orion on the way home?
Yes.
What else you got? Come on now. Get it all out before we get the Wojo's column.
Did you guys mention, if you go downtown, Gradiot.
Yeah, they said it. Gradiot. Yeah, it'll take you right down to Detroit.
This update can't get here soon enough. Wojo wrote a column. He's putting some heat on Steve Yzerman. Let's get into it. It's next, 97.1.